Okay, for the round looms, the Nifty Knitter round looms are made in 4 different sizes. You can knit around the loom to make tubes that become hats, purses, and more. Flat pieces of knitting can also be done on any of the round hat looms. The small blue loom makes baby hats. You can get good results with 1 strand of knitting worsted or 2 strands of baby yarn. Another good combination to try is blending a sport weight, a 3-ply, with baby yarn. A preemie hat can be made by using 2 strands of knitting worsted yarn, 4-ply. The red medium loom makes child-size hats. The standard of 1 strand bulky yarn or 2 strands of knitting worsted 4-ply is recommended. You may also want to try 1 strand of knitting worsted and 1 strand of sports weight. The green loom is the large loom. This size is for adults. Try using 2 strands of knitted worsted 4-ply yarn. Bulky yarns are also fun to knit with using a single strand. With this larger loom, you can also try using 1 strand of the knitting worsted and 1 strand of fun fur. The yellow or extra large loom. This is a larger adult size. We suggest trying a bulky yarn or 2 strands of knitting worsted 4-ply. If you make the brim on the hat twice as long, then fold the excess brim over to double it up. You'll end up with a very warm hat that is excellent for snowmobiling or skiing. General instructions for the round loom. Circle knitting. Let's begin. Most of the projects are made with 2 strands of yarn. Treat them as a single strand. When the instructions refer to the yarn or the loops, this means both strands together as if it was just 1 bulky strand. Wrap the yarn around the peg on the edge of the ring. And that's your anchor peg they're talking about. Number 2, pull the yarn to the inside of the ring between the first and last peg. Number 3, wrap the yarn to the far side of the peg first, going completely around it and crossing in the back. Repeat with the second peg, keeping the yarn loose. Continue around until all pegs are wrapped. Number 4. Slide the yarn on each peg toward the bottom of the pegs. Number 5. Continue around wrapping pegs until you have 2 rows of yarn number 5. To hold your yarn in place, wrap it around the outside peg using a half hitch. That outside peg is what we're calling the anchor peg. To make a half hitch, use your thumb and pointer finger to make a loop in the yarn. Turn the loop so the yarn coming from the loom is in the front and the tail of the yarn is against the loom. Pull the loop tight over the anchor peg. This will hold it in place but is easily removed when you need to continue wrapping yarn. If it slips, that comes off the anchor peg, use 2 half hitches. Number 7. Using the hook, lift the bottom row of yarn over the top row of yarn and over the top of the peg. Continue with each peg. You have finished 1 row of knitting. Number 8. Wrap the pegs again, then repeat step 7. Step 7 was using the hook, lift the bottom row of yarn over the top row of yarn and over the top of the peg. Continue with each peg. Number 9 says repeat process until your knitting is the length you desire. So you continue to wrap and then knit off. Bring the bottom threads up over the top threads, bottom over the top, until you go around the complete circle, and then wrap around again all the way around the loom, and then knit it off. Okay, to do a brim or a cuff, brim of a hat or a cuff of a hat, these are the instructions. Number one, see the individual instructions on each project for how to knit the circle. And usually the instructions will tell you, like, knit for 10 rows, knit for 20 rows, whatever it tells you. Complete that. Then follow these instructions to form a hat, brim, or a cuff. Number two, reach inside the loom and place each loop from the bottom row, that's the first row you started with, over the corresponding peg. Note, the loop is the long one, not exactly centered with the peg. This will fold the knitting in half to form the ribbing. Continue around until all the loops are over the pegs. So basically you're bringing the bottom of your work, your project that you're working on, you're bringing the bottom of it up and hooking it over the pegs, basically folding that the work that you've done in half. That'll make a double thickness for the bottom of your hat. Number three, now pull the yarn loops on the bottom of the pegs, over the ribbing row, and over the top of the pegs. Number four, continue wrapping the yarn and pulling it over the pegs until you reach the desired length for your project. This is a good time to add a stripe or change the color. Gather to remove from loom. Gather tight top. Number one, knit your circle to the length suggested in the individual instructions. Starting with the first peg, run a needle and 12 inches of yarn through the loop on each peg. Then lift the loops off, lift the loops over and off the pegs. Number three, pull the thread tight and tie off in a square knot. So when you're done and ready to take your hat off of the project, they're telling you to get one piece of yarn that's 12 inches to 15 inches long. And what they're doing is they're having you use the needle that comes with each set of looms. It's just a craft needle, plastic craft needle. And they're having you run the needle under the loops that are on each peg, and then lifting those off of the pegs. And all you're doing is putting each set of pegs, yarn that's on the pegs, on this extra piece of 12-inch piece of string that you have. Once you get them all off, then you're going to draw the two ends together. And what you're doing is you're closing up the very center of the hat. And the square knot they're talking about is just like you were doing if you were tying your shoe. The first part you make before you make the loops. You're going to make that and then make it again. You're tying it as tight as you can, drawing this together and making a circle at the top of the hat. Okay, panel stitch to remove from loom. If you're doing a flat top or finish, this method is used for the flat top hat or a panel of knitting. Start with the loop farthest away from the yarn tail. Using a crochet hook, pick up the last loop and the second from the last. Lift them off the pegs, pulling the second loop through the last peg. And slide the crochet hook through the third loop. Lift it off the peg and pull the third loop through the second loop. Continue with the rest of the loops and end by pulling the wrapping yarn through the last loop. Pull it tight and weave in the tail. Panels of knitting. Number one, wrap around the peg on the outside of the loom. Wrap each peg until you have one loop on each peg. Turn at the last peg and wrap a second loop around the second to last peg following the instructions. So what they're doing is if you're knitting a panel, you're going from like starting peg number one, you may be going over just to peg number 20. So you go, you know, peg 18 to 19, 19 to 20. Then you're, instead of keeping going to peg 21, you're going to come backwards. You're going to go from peg 20 back to peg 19, back to peg 18, back to peg 17 until you get back to peg number 1. Okay? Turn at the last peg and wrap a second loop around the second to last peg following the illustration. And that's what I just explained. Continue wrapping to the first peg. Go around it and then follow the illustration. Number three says to knit off. You knit those off. And then you're going to continue to wrap. So now you're going from peg one to peg two to peg three, wrapping. Continue wrapping and knitting back and forth until you have the length of panel you desire. Number four says, note, you will alternate knitting off the end pegs every other row. Single crochet to remove panel stitching. Flat top or finish. To finish off a flat piece of knitting, use a large crochet hook and take first loop off. Then single crochet using the yarn that you are knitting with. Keep it very loose. Continue on the next loop and single crochet around the loom. If it is too tight, do a single crochet stitch in the bar between the knit stitches. Weave in the tail. Single crochet. Number one. Chain to the desired length. Insert the hook in the second chain from the hook. Number two. Wrap yarn over the hook and pull through one loop on hook. This leaves two loops on the hook. Wrap yarn over hook again and pull through both loops on the hook. That's a finished single crochet. Okay, a loose stitch. When a light, airy stitch is required, you can knit every other peg. The entire project can be made with this stitch, or you can alternate rows of the loose stitch with rows of the traditional knit. You can use this latter style, on page 10, in the metallic shawl. Okay. Number one. To knit a loose stitch, start wrapping the loom by wrapping a peg and skipping a peg. So what they're saying is, you know, you wrap peg one, don't wrap anything around peg two, go over to peg three, wrap that one, go to peg five, wrap that one, go to peg seven, okay? Number two, continue around and turn on the last peg and wind back to the first peg, skipping every other peg. Number three, to take off, crochet very loosely. Okay, and now I'm going to record a few patterns that are beginner patterns.